visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman. So first of all, we'd like to check in with Bob and get the rain status update in the wheat pasture. So let's start off with that, Bob.
Casey, I talked to all from over east of 81 Highway, probably 20 miles all the way to the Texas border and kind of 152 south. And it ranges anywhere from an inch and a half to 4 inches over last week. And there is some of the people that got their wheat in there as late as the middle of October have got wheat up. I don't know how much grazing there's going to be. I know I've got 4 or 5 customers that were going to have to sell cattle that said they won't be bringing them till next year. There's some people buying some calves to go to wheat. So, I mean, percentage-wise, it's a small percentage, but percentage-wise on the moral attitude is 100% better.
That's always good news. Well, what happened in the cattle markets this week?
Feeder market, I just call pretty much steady. The calf market would be anywhere from $5 to $15 higher. The $15 would be on the very front end, wean calves. $5 higher would be on kind of your in-between calves and then your unweaned calves. But there was some demand for some calves this week that would be staying local and wouldn't be going to grow yards.
That's always some good news. Did we see, did the cow supply kind of start to shut down a little bit?
Well, I mean, we had less cows, but this time, I tell you what, we added up for June through October 2021, added up the total cows we sold over those years was like 14,000 head. Now, that's all 3 years for those 4 months combined, and added up the amount of cows we sold from June through October of just 2022. And we've sold 12,000 cows in 4 months in 1 year versus 15,000 cows in 3 years for 4 months. But
wow,
the numbers were less this week, but still way above last year's average.
So talk a little bit now that we've got some rain and we do see some wheat pasture coming up. Not only does that improve the moods of our producers, but what does that kind of allow them to do in their production elements and making those changes for when they decide that they can keep their cattle?
Well, Casey, you're going, if they've got wheat and got the possibility for wheat, you're going from a cost of gain, keeping them in their pens on their grass. It's cost them anywhere from $1.25 to $1.40 or $1.50 for their gain. And they'll be able to put them cattle out on wheat and then their gain, whatever it costs them, however they figure their cost of production. But they go from a $70 market all the way out to an $82 market, plumb out to May to a $90 market. And if they got little calves and with the potential of going to August, you've got a $2 market. So, I mean, if you've got a chance to turn them out, I mean, you've got to protect them. I wouldn't put them out there naked and just thinking that the market's going to stay that way. But we've got the government risk protection plan, and I are always leery of any government deal, but this is probably one of the best things they've given us for the rancher, the cow calf man, the stock operator, to put himself in a position where if we have a gloom and doom freaky market like COVID, like dairy buyout, like anything we've seen in the last 20 years, they can protect yourself. And if they put it on high enough, they've locked in their cost of production, they've locked in a profit on their gain. And that, if they want to put it on lower, at least they get the cost of their calf back, pay the bank their interest, and keep moving on. It's not one of those deals where you're upside down and you're owing money on things you don't have left.
You expect to see kind of the same thing next week?
I do. I think I've got a few calls. And these cattle will be coming like out of southeast Oklahoma, north Texas. People that's got calves, that they're going to sell them. They always sell them. They've kind of held them. It's drug their cows down. Some of those people have got hay, but there's going to be some calves. We're going to see calves through the end of the year. I mean, we're not out of cow. I mean, that's always all we heard all year, there won't be any calves in October and November. Well, they're still coming down. The old adage is we'll run out of money before we run out of cow.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Okay, Casey, I want to remind everybody that if they got any questions about the cattle market, give us a call here at Stockman's. We operate Monday, Tuesday, Oklahoma City. Wednesdays are video, and Thursdays are sale at Apache.
Also, Bob, kind of tell everybody how they can find you if they do want to. I always see your Facebook posts, so that's one way to find you. I'm assuming you're on all the social media sites, but you don't mind a phone call either, right?
No, I do not. 1-800-926-9696.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Casey.